Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And on the eve of a feast day, we have a thoughtful feast of ideas from a man who represents the idea of Thanksgiving on a global scale for 1 billion Catholics and to others who see the Pope as a key voice in the world conversation on charity, morality, and concern for all of the peoples of the world. Pope Francis this week released an 84-page theological manifesto articulating a mission to fight what he called the tyranny of unfettered capitalism, calling on world leaders to define themselves in the fight against poverty rather than on the battlefield. None of the world's problems can be addressed, he said, unless we attack the structural causes of inequality. Healthcare, education, and employment need to be opportunities for all the world's people. The radicalism of this pope is not a surprise, but his message did evoke for me a surprising Hollywood moment from a 1968 movie about a controversial imagined papacy during the Cold War. Anthony Quinn playing the pope in the movie The Shoes of the Fisherman.
I am the custodian of the wealth of the church. I pledge it now. All our money, all our holdings in land, buildings, and great works of art for the relief of our hungry brothers.
Give all the Vatican's wealth away, a radical but easily dismissed thought in 1968, perhaps not so much today. How might we better understand this new message from Pope Francis? Joining us now is Reverend James Bretsky, professor of moral theology at Boston College School of Theology and Ministry. Reverend, welcome.
Nice to be with you, John.
So if we were to take this message from the Pope and really thoughtfully deconstruct it in the way that you think the Pope might want us to hear it, both the Catholics and just people around the world, because this is a message to the world, how would you go about doing that?
Well, I would say instead of deconstructing it, I would say that it brings together, it constructs all of the things that he has been saying in one place or another, and it does it in a unified way. He's hitting the main themes about the gospel going out to all people, seeking out the marginalized, and that there has to be a new direction for the church. And he's doing this at a high level of authority. It's called apostolic exhortation.
What is the tradition of radicalism among Franciscans or Jesuits or, you know, these strands and themes within the Catholic Church that go back a long, long way? And how is he pulling on those here?
Jesuit radicalism, I think, focuses more on the person of Jesus Christ, making him the center of our lives and our spirituality, and trying to be explicitly gospel-oriented, to bring Christ to all people. And I think that that is what the Pope is doing. I think he's combining the Franciscan spirituality and the Jesuit heritage as well.
Pope John Paul II inherited a moment in history where he was able to confront essentially the entire Soviet Union with his view of religion and morality and Catholicism, and it immediately put him on a world stage. I'm wondering if Pope Francis here is more concerned with doing good works and making revolutionary change in small local areas around the world, in South America, in Africa, in places where the church is growing, as opposed to confronting the power structure as Pope John Paul II did.
Well, I think he's trying to confront the power structure like Pope John Paul II did in larger terms, but he's not a geopolitical figure. If you read the exhortation, as he goes through it, he quotes one region's bishops' conference after another, bringing out, well, this is what the bishops in the Philippines say, this is what the bishops in the United States say, and this is their take on the problems there. So I think he's trying to go more explicitly to the grassroots in the church, to lift them up, to see them as change agents in the world, rather than, say, like going immediately to the United Nations or Barack Obama or Putin or people like that.
It's very interesting. Are you a movie buff, Reverend Bretsky?
Well, somewhat.
Do you remember this film from 1968, Shoes of the Fisherman?
Oh, yes, that one I remember very well.
And you remember the end where Anthony Quinn, is, as his first act as Pope, this controversial new Pope, basically says, we're giving all our money away?
I do remember that.
are we living something like that? I remember back then that seemed like, oh, that'll never happen. But there's a sense of echoing and that we've come so far. I mean, it's not the movies, of course, but what do you think?
Well, I think that rather than the giving the money away, which once it's gone, it would be gone. I think where Pope Francis is like the Pope in the shoes of the fisherman is thinking outside the box and not coming through the normal ways that popes might find themselves promoted to office. He is really an outsider in that sense. He has been in Buenos Aires. He's been with the poor, and that's what he's brought to Rome.
A traditional doctrinal credibility, a sense of global populism because of his background in South America, and a little bit of social entrepreneur thrown in there for good measure. Is that a reasonable summing up?
Yes, I think that that's a reasonable summing up, and I would just crown it with he is profoundly a man of prayer. I think he's a man in love with Jesus Christ. And that's what gives him joy. And so that will be the force of attraction and conversion in the world.
Reverend James Bretsky is professor of moral theology at Boston College School of Theology and Ministry. Reverend, thanks so much.
My pleasure.